payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. After a long time off. Wow. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you got some family time in. I know I did. It was fun. We had a good time. Glad to be back, though. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it was fun working again today. I mean, it was just, it's a lot of stuff. It's difficult being off for 4 days in a row. Man. You're listening to Steen on Sports. You're listening to us live right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. We're bringing you your sports your way every day. We are on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ and the website is at 1700thechamp.com. This week on this radio station, got some stuff going on. Steelers-Colts tonight, 6:30 pregame. You get a little bit of Zach Gelb. Wednesday, UNI-Panthers-Bradley. Missouri Valley game already. That is crazy. Thursday night, Bills-Patriots. That's an interesting game. Saturday, UNI-Panthers versus Evansville. The Big Ten championship game, Michigan-Purdue is at 6:45. On Sunday, you have Chiefs and Bengals, the rematch. That is going to be, wow, that is going to be a lot of fun. You also are going to get Colts and the Cowboys. Next Monday is Saints and Buccaneers. Man, Tampa Bay, what a loss yesterday. A lot of NFL stuff to talk about, a lot of college football stuff to talk about, a lot of college football playoff talk. Just some overall thoughts about, you know, just kind of the 4 days off, what all we did. We're going to have some fun today. And not be so much fun today, but we're gonna try. I want to thank sponsors of the show: Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. We'll talk more about each one of them as we move along. Okay, so Thanksgiving holiday. It was nice I had Wednesday off of, no, I worked Wednesday. I worked here. I had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I had Thursday and Friday off of work as well. It was fun. It was a good time. It's nice being able to do some family stuff. Went over to my brother-in-law, Aaron, sister-in-law, Kathy's house, had the family over there. Penny and Nate stayed Wednesday through Sunday with us. So that was kind of fun. Had some fun for DJ. Hi, DJ and Nana. Love you, Nana. It was just a good weekend. It's just nice. It took 5 o'clock, came really early this morning, and I have a couple of guys off of work and had to be at different places today, but I enjoyed that as well. Talking about the weekend, if you start early, let's talk a little bit about basketball. There are 8 really good basketball teams, Division I in this state. Drake, UNI, Iowa, Iowa State. There's some talent on these teams. How Drake does it in the Missouri Valley and UNI does in the Missouri Valley, we're going to see how that goes. I watched a lot of basketball this weekend, probably more basketball than I thought I was going to watch, and watched a lot of football as well. Just some random thoughts out there. Watching Iowa and Iowa State women. Let's start there. when they are evenly matched, athleticism on athleticism, these are two really, really good basketball teams. Not just women's basketball teams, basketball teams. All kinds of talent, can get points from a whole lot of different people. It's a lot of fun to watch. When they go up against somebody with a little bit more talent or a little bit more athleticism, they struggle a little bit more. Iowa did a great job against UConn. I'm not so sure. You know, if you play that game a whole bunch of times, I don't know what the outcome. I don't know if the outcome changes. It got to a point where when you were going through and you had people hitting big shots early, you had a 7-point lead going into the final quarter, and the shots just stopped falling. And that happens. We understand that. That happens. Here's the thing that is Iowa's going to struggle against a little bit when they're playing. I got to work on my headphone here. There we go. When Iowa plays someone that has a big a four or a five that can beat up on Shizano a little bit, they're going to struggle a little bit. I thought she still played well, but Connecticut just has, I mean, they have three or four people that made her life tough. Caitlin, I mean, you had some people hit some big shots. Warnock hit some big shots. The University of Iowa is going to be fine. They're just going to have times where you're going to need that third. You can get 20 from Zuzana. You can get 20 or more from Caitlin. You expect that. You expect them both to be almost double digits in rebounds. You expect Caitlin to be double digits in assist. You need to keep getting whatever you can get. Marshall, Warnock, just straight down. You have to. Molly Davis has to play well. The freshman has to play well. She has to get rebounds and make buckets. Iowa State, same thing. I'm cooking here, so give me just a second. They make this. ESPN makes this so much fun. You know, I shouldn't even because when you go to sports on here, I like the fact that ESPN had NCAA women's up on the top there. So I'm going to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We'll go to Sunday. Because I thought, and Iowa State played North Carolina. And I thought they were going to give North Carolina a run for their money. Once again, North Carolina they were 18 of 28 from the free throw line. Iowa State was 11 for 14. That's a tough run there when that happens. Kind of an off shooting night. I think that with Soares on that squad playing center, she took 6 3-pointers though. I thought that was kind of weird. She was 7 for 17 in field goals. Aubrey was 6 for 18. They're gonna have to shoot better. I didn't think it was Ashley. I'm sorry. I apologize, Ashley. I'm sorry. They're gonna have to shoot the ball a little bit better. Iowa State's a very talented team. They're just going to have to, between And you could take all four because I watched Drake too, and Drake is maybe even a little bit more athletic. That athleticism, rebounds, getting the ball out, easy shots, speed and quickness on the defensive end. It's stuff they're going to have to work on. That doesn't mean they can't win big games. They're both. They're still in the both in the top 10. They're going to be just fine. I don't think that's as big a deal as what some may think. I really don't. I think they are going to be a ton of fun watching them play. When you take a look at the men's, I'm hitting that one up here. So just give me 1 second. It was a busy day today, so I apologize. I've been flying all over the place all day long. TCU-Iowa game, looking at the box score, TCU is a extremely talented team, plays defense first, plays a bunch of people that are all the same. I mean, that's the most difficult thing when you're playing them. They just have a bunch of people that love to play defense. They love to rebound. That was probably, it was 41-28. That's tough. Assists were 19-11. Personal fouls were pretty close, so I don't think that was that big a deal. Iowa shot 17% from the three-point line. That doesn't happen very often. 42% from the floor. TCU's shot 54% from the floor and 35%. I don't think TCU's going to shoot that well from three all the time either. They're just they had eight steals. Iowa had eight steals. It's going to be interesting. You're just going to – if you ask me to bet something this year, unless injured, of a Hawkeye that would go scoreless, that is in the top – how many did they play? They played one, two, three. So they played eight a lot of minutes. If you would have told me it was going to be Patrick McCaffrey, I told you were crazy. This is his stat line. He was 0 for 5, 0 for 3 from 3. He had one turnover, one personal foul. He didn't have a rebound. He didn't have an assist. He didn't have a steal. I would have bet a lot of money on that was never going to happen this year. He had a bad game. He let it go. Chris Murray, 4 for 14. Peyton Sanford, 2 for 5, 0 for 3 from three-point land. The Hawkeyes were 11 of 15 from the free throw line. TCU was 6 of 13. Rebounds weren't, I mean, it's not, I mean, that was a 13. They got out-rebounded by 13. They got out-assisted by 11. Fouls were close. Listen, the Hawkeyes are going to have games like that. You're asking Chris. I mean, Keegan didn't have every game he played in the first 10 games wasn't a great game. And Chris has to get used to that. He still, this is his stat line. He went 4 for 14, 2 for 6, 1 from 2 from the free throw line. He had 10 rebounds. He had an assist. He had a steal. He only had 3 turnovers. He had 2 personal fouls, 11 points. You know, I think they need more from Rebecca. You need points, rebounds, and assists from Patrick McCaffrey. I'm floored. Once again, Tony Perkins, 7-15 from the field. He had 3 steals, 2 blocks, no assists. Peyton Sanford had 3. Rebecca had 2. It didn't work their way. It's 79-66. It was a 13-point loss. TCU can do that. When you play them in the Big 12 and you play them twice, the first time you play them, that's the type of game that they play. The second time around, it can be a different game. It was exciting. It was exciting to see them play. When you switch over to the Iowa State men, the North Carolina game was amazing. It was a ton of fun to watch. And I mean, it just, that was, for Caleb Grill, that was an amazing game. The whole game in itself was just fun to watch. Beating North Carolina at number one, they then lost a four overtime game against Alabama. So they lost a couple of times this weekend. Iowa State played UConn. And this is the takeaway from the Iowa State UConn game. You have to the whole foul situation thing. It was 21-15 against North Carolina. It was that they were in the 1-1 early on both. It looks like they're playing the same game. Caleb Grill went 0-for-5 from the field and 0-for-3 from 3-point line. UConn made a concerted effort not to let him get open shots. Holmes had an okay game. 3 turnovers, 4 fouls. He was struggling with fouls. Taman Lipsey, folks, I've been and as Nate and Sam and these guys, I said it from day one. Is he Tyrese Hunter? No. Not yet. Can he do some things that Tyrese Hunter can't do? Yes. Can he not do some things? Yes. He was 6-9. He scored 12 points. He had 1 turnover. He had 3 assists. He had 2 rebounds. He played a great game. That's a freshman playing his 6th game. You have to be happy when stuff like that happens. We'll talk more about that. We got football to talk about, football playoffs to talk about, and NFL. Luckily, we have a lot of time to do it in today. You're listening to Steen on Sports on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Be right back.
The Champ, Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving weekend. Drive home safely today. It's windy out there today. We got some weather coming in. Cold coming in. It's kind of nice having those nice days. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, and the website is 1700thechamp.com. All the shows are up, all the podcasts upload into Audio Boom. You can get them wherever you download your podcast. You can listen to any show you want. You can check out what's on them. Listen to different segments. A lot of good segments out there. Coming up tonight, you got Steelers and Colts to take care of this week in NFL football. It is, what week were we in here? 23 through 29. So we were in week 12. So that's going to wrap up week 12. This segment right here, right now, is going to be brought to you by Palmer's Group. Palmer Group. Employee-owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2022, it is even more daunting now. Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic and focus on both the clients and the candidates to make everyone's lives better. The company's motto of getting candidates, companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important or challenging. Currently, over 334 jobs are open on their website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, manufacturing, information technology, mortgage and banking, keeping both staff and candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what Palmer Group can do for you. It helps to have somebody that knows what they're doing helping you. Totally agree with that and am excited to be a part of getting to talk about Palmer Group. Okay, so you had some changeover this week in the top 25. Iowa State hopped up in there with a couple of good wins. Iowa dropped out with a loss. I think they're going to be back in there. I think that's more of an anomaly than anything. I get a little frustrated. Iowa has a loss, and you drop out. Duke has two losses. North Carolina has two losses. Kentucky has two losses. Michigan State has two losses. UCLA has two losses. San Diego State has two losses, but they all stay in. It's irritating in basketball. It's even more irritating in football, but I don't know what you're going to do to change that narrative out there. Right now in NCAA men's basketball, Houston sits atop. They're going to defend you, Kelvin Sampson. Wow. They're going to defend you. They're going to run. And when they shoot decent, doesn't even have to be great. If they shoot great, you're going to get beat by 20. If they shoot decent, they're going to beat you by 10. They have to shoot poorly for you to be in a game with them unless you really can't stick with them. Texas is number 2. Virginia is number 3. Arizona is number 4. Purdue is number 5. Zach Edey is the most fun player to watch in college basketball right now. There are teams that have no idea in the world how to guard him. None. Zero. It's going to be pretty exciting to see how that works. I can tell you right now in the Big East, with Dan Hurley coaching, no one wants to play UConn the way they have length. They have shooters. They have a coach that understands what it takes to win games. You don't have the best talent on the floor at all times. It's going to be fun to watch them. I watched Kansas play. I think they're going to be fine. Indiana looked good. They haven't played a ton. Alabama is going to be a tough out in the SEC. Once again, that is just 40 minutes of holy buckets of defense. Gonzaga's had a couple of losses at 5-2. Probably don't deserve to be the 14th team in the country, but they've played everybody. Almost everybody they've played have been ranked. A lot of these teams don't do that, and Gonzaga does, so they get rewarded for that every once in a while. Duke and Carolina both with a couple of losses. Duke, when offensively they play well, they don't play good defense. When they play good defense, they can't make a shot. I'm not positive they can win games consistently if they don't do both of them. Duke or North Carolina turns the ball over too often. Kentucky turns the ball over too often right now. Michigan State turns the ball over too much. UCLA turns the ball over too much. Your bottom one is 22 is Maryland, 23 is Iowa State, 24 is San Diego State, 25 is Ohio State. I'm sorry. And Iowa did not get a vote in the AP, and they got... Drake got 2 votes in the coaches poll, and Iowa dropped out of the coaches poll. They were 24. I'm clicking on San Diego State here because they have 2 losses. I want to see who they played. Cal State Fullerton. They played BYU. They played Stanford. They played Ohio State. Ohio State it was a good win, and then they got beat by Arizona, and they got beat by Arkansas, but both games were close. So maybe I'm misjudging San Diego State by a little bit, but I think do I think it's name, image, and likeness? I'm not positive, but the spread out of talent in NCAA basketball looks pretty good right now. And there are definite, when you look at these teams, and I'm going to use Iowa State first, then I'm going to use Iowa second, and then I'm going to compare some. Here's the one thing that you know for sure, but it somewhat depends on how people are calling the game. Iowa State's going to defend you. They're going to make it difficult. They're going to make you play at their pace. They're going to play, and they don't even have their full team yet. They don't have their full team until the end of at the beginning of the year, and they get another big from St. Bonnie. They're going to be a tough out, except for on games when they can't make an outside shot. and what TJ has done in 2 years with a program that was, and I am not blaming Steve Prohm. I don't know the reasons behind. I don't know behind the scenes. The talent level was at an all-time low, and you have to get over that. They can get over that by the way they play. They can get over that by the way TJ coaches. And here's what I'm going to tell you about Iowa State. If you're going to get them, you better get them this year. Because next year they add big and talented people. Not that these guys aren't talented, but these are once in a lifetime recruits that Iowa State hasn't been privy to. Iowa State was always finding that gem that they made a really good player. They have talent coming in. It's going to be fun to watch. University of Iowa is the same thing. They just have to. I can tell you this. I'm almost willing to bet everything. And once again, I'm out there talking up these Iowa teams just because people think that I don't like Iowa. I love watching the Iowa women and the Iowa men play basketball. I'm a huge Peyton Sanford fan. I'm a huge Patrick McCaffrey fan. I think Chris Murray, I think what they've done, him and Keegan, you got to give credit to parents. I mean, I like everything about how they're going to play and what they, I think this is a team that Coach McCaffrey wants to coach. They're just going to have nights where they're going to be off that it's going to happen, but they're playing tougher defense. So that helps them get there. Drake deserved some votes. Tucker DeVries, he deserves some looks on what he's 6'7", and he's pretty much running the basketball team. It's a ton of fun. I watching Iowa State last night, they needed that one stop. They get a big bucket and they could never get that one stop. If you get that one stop, then it becomes another stop and it becomes another stop. And they just have to. And I know how tough this is, and I know the way TJ coaches, and it is to the walls all times, and it's fun to watch. But that's a lot of games and a few days, and you just compound. I mean, it's a lot. It's going to work itself out. They're never, even when they were down 12, 14, 8 minutes left, you still had a thought they could get a run. And I'm telling you, Connecticut's going to be a much better team than what people think. They're number 8. They're 8-0. They're young, and they have skilled people that have been there too. So it's a good combination. All right, let's talk a little football. I got about 4 minutes to at least get started. Let me start with Iowa State first. I don't know as a coach how you get a program that has a lot of high emotion, high character guys that haven't had the year that they thought they were going to have. I don't know how you continuously get them motivated sometimes. And I don't know how, as a coaching staff, that you get them motivated with some of the things that they have to be frustrated with. Now, one of the great things that I love about being in the state of Iowa, having the universities in the state of Iowa, you don't hear that stuff outside the room. Even if they're thinking that, oh my gosh, this is horrible. What are we going to do? This isn't the way you ain't hearing it. Nobody's dropping on social media. Nobody's throwing an unnamed source out there. So I think that the coaching staff still has the room. I think they still trust college athletes, even high school athletes, but college athletes nowadays aren't just going to keep doing the same thing over and over again because that's the way, or this is the way we do things, or this is the Cyclone way or the Hawkeye way. They're looking at, they watch other games. They see other people doing other things. You can't be stuck in this. You can't, when you are Iowa and Iowa State, and you are playing in the Big Ten and the Big 12, and you're playing when you're going to get ready to be in super conferences, and you have to, every single minute of every single game matters. If they don't believe that they're being put in the best situation at all times, it's going to be a difficult pill to swallow. I'm talking people down off the ledges this week, both programs. Well, who's going to leave? Who's fed up enough that they're going to leave? I hope nobody does. When I look at Kirk Ferentz and I look at Matt Campbell, I look at two guys that I think deeply, deeply care about their football teams. I think they deeply care about their fan base, the families, everything. But for some reason, they have blinders on with some of the things that are going on in their programs. I have never been a football coach in my life. I don't think I have to play one sitting on my sofa to say, there are times that we weren't doing things that seemed to be logical as an Iowa State fan. I'm not in the room. I'm not on the ground. It didn't look like Matt Campbell was happy. Matt Campbell went from being, I'm going to get to Iowa in this next segment because I got a minute left on this, and I might finish this up when I get. Matt Campbell went from being this loving guy, the cheerful guy and all that, and it started to change 2 years before this, when it seemed, and I'm saying seemed because I am not a conspiracy theorist, I don't play one on the radio, but it seemed like every time something could go against us, it did. And now, even the littlest things, he's throwing his headset and he's doing all that's not the Coach Campbell. He doesn't make it easy, right? He doesn't make it easy to look out there and see that. I felt sorry for the defense. They finally had enough. They just couldn't overcome anymore. Stay in the game. Let's kick a field goal. One step. Miss. Miss. A bad penalty here. A bad penalty there. Questionable call there. A bad interception. Turnovers. Things that coaches go crazy for, and the reason that they're so just dead set on changing things is because they don't like change and they don't like when these things are happening and they can't explain them. You gotta go outside the box. Once again, you're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Be right back.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is off limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in. Once again, happy Monday. Last segment of this first hour. Only a couple days left in this great November and heading into December. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk. For real sports fans, check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Steelers, Colts tonight, 6:30. So you get a little Zach Gelb on the way home. And then you can tune in Westwood One, and they will take care of you tonight. This segment brought to you by Northwest Bank, commitment that you can bank on, taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. You can check out Northwest Bank mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait. Open up an account with Northwest Bank, commitment that you can count on. It doesn't, you can be any one of those things that we just, you can do it on the app. You can do it online. You can go in and see somebody. Depending on what kind of service you want, you're going to get high service with any of those. Remember FDIC. Okay, so let me finish up. A couple of things on Iowa State looking forward. Number one, you have to keep your players, which means you're going to have to go. You're going to have to talk to them. You're going to have to look them in the eye. You're going to tell them, we're going to work hard. We're going to keep going. Things are going to change, but we're going to get there. You got to keep all these recruits that they have coming. You got to keep them coming in here. You have to. You have to do everything humanly possible to keep everything the way it's heading. You get a mulligan. Coach Matt Campbell, Iowa State Cyclone football, Jamie Pollard, everybody, fans, all of us, we get a mulligan. I get it. But here's what has to happen. If you're going to look these young 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old kids in the eyes and say, you have to stay here, you have to stick with me, and things are going to get better. Well, then things better darn get better. And it starts with this. And I'll conclude with one and jump into the other, both on these points. When you have a part of your football team, and a part of your team is part in is in threes. You have a defense, you have an offense, and you have a special teams. And one of those three are in the hundreds in this day and age of the Big 12, you're in trouble. And if maybe some of the reasoning is that there's not someone specifically in charge of that program, something has to be done. Now, there's a lot of people out there saying, you need to change this, you need to change that. Was I excited about some of the play calling? Was I excited about some of the offensive stuff? No, I wasn't. And it puts Coach Heacock in a bad position in the defense. Do I love the way our defensive strategy is all the time? Not all the time, because I don't understand it. I'm not sitting there with him. That gentleman, coach, in his pinky, understands things way more than I do. Understand that. But when you have a team on your football program that's in the hundreds, and you're a Big 12, and you're a big-time school, something has to be done. And I love Matt Campbell. And I don't want people to lose their jobs or any of that. But the metal hit the road. And what we forget as Cyclone fans is we thought we were going to have a year last year, and it didn't turn out as well as we wanted it to. This one we thought, okay, I get it. We win six or seven games. We go to a bowl game. We all love going to bowl games. Let's go. And then we saw some of the stuff on the field. Do we have a right to be upset? I have no idea in the world. There's nothing they could do about it if we are upset. We're fans. Stands for fanatics. We're fanatical about our team. And we're fanatical not just about our team, but we're fanatical about our team winning football games that they should win and not doing the same things over and over and over and over again. I get that. My advice will not be taken, but my advice is you need to come up with a better blocking scheme. You need to come up with the ability to have I watch a lot of college football. Doesn't make me anything but watching a lot of college football. and there's a whole lot of college football, there's a whole lot of professional people that actually take a snap under center every once in a while. And play calling on, just saying, third and eight, you can't run a running a crossing route 4 yards. Number one, because there's a lot of defensive linemen and you got to get the ball over them. And I mean, there's just all kinds of things that have to happen. But the most important thing is you have to change things that didn't work. And I don't care how you change them, but you just can't say, hey, I think we're coming around. I think we're close. Uh-uh. That ain't right. That's not going to work. Switching to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Same thing I said about the Iowa State defense. There comes a point in time, 12, 13 games into the season, when it's on your shoulders the entire time. It gets to a point where you can't hold the fort down. And by not being able to hold the fort down and not trusting your other unit to be able to get first downs, you get in a hole 17 to nothing and you couldn't get out. And you lost to a team that you have absolutely no business losing to. I'm going to say the same thing I just got done saying over here. The only difference between our 100 rank thing is we have no coach coaching that. Your 100th ranked thing, you have someone coaching. And one of the most difficult things, and I still can't process this in my head, and if it was the way it was going to be processed, it probably never should have been done on both sides because it just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't want Brian Ferentz to lose his job. Listen, all I want is I want the Iowa Hawkeyes and the Iowa State Cyclones to win as many football games as they can, and they're being held back because of it. Do I think Brian Ferentz is a bad football coach? I have no idea. I've seen people talk about him offensive line-wise and scheme-wise and his knowledge of everything that's going on there. That knowledge, for some reason, isn't coming across on the offensive side of the ball to the people that matters. And the people that matters aren't the fans. It's not Coach Ferentz. It's the offensive players. Either they're not getting it or it's just not workable. This is not the NCAA of 10 years ago. This isn't even this. The way that college football is being played right now is like 3 years ago in the NFL. 4 wide, getting the ball down the field, having a accurate throwing quarterback who can make quick decisions. I don't know if Iowa has one, but I don't know if everybody else did either, but they made them into one. Getting back once again, how do you have the offensive coordinator of a football team not reporting to the head football coach? The simple fact that happens, I don't care what it is. You can't work that way. So what, Kirk Ferentz is not responsible for Brian Ferentz because Brian Ferentz reports to Gary Barta because he can't report to Kirk Ferentz? That's silliness. There's talent on this football team. There's football players on this football team. And the biggest thing, and I don't know who the lineman was. I couldn't even tell you a number. And I can't even remember if it was from this week or the week before. It was from this week. They're lined up. They're in the shotgun. It's a passing play. And there is somebody lined up over left tackle, left guard, center, right guard. There is no one in front of right tackle. Couldn't even tell you a number. And there's an outside linebacker 4 steps away from him. And he's coming in. He took 2 steps coming this way. And that offensive lineman turned his head and looked the other way. That is a breakdown in offensive strategy. And it can't happen to a Power 5
football team that was ready to win the West. That's an issue.
You're listening to Steen on Sports, 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic.